there's a certain modicum of finesse required.
I don't like it.
Obviously. It doesn't mean it's not still required.
Is it working? Want,
yeah, it's on. So if people want to know out there, we're arguing about technology, and I'm trying to...
No, we're arguing about technology and Elliot's lack of understanding of it.
I know it shouldn't take that long for a computer to load.
I mean, that's true. That's just a fast piece of shit.
It's probably it. Going... All right. And if you were listening last week, and it went... at the end, it's because Cody jerked the microphone.
I mean, that would be right here. You said the loose connection was over there.
Yeah, it jerked the whole thing.
I just did it again, and didn't do it. So I call bullshit.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
I'll lean towards that, maybe.
Be a little more gentle next time.
Let's see. All right, it's working right now.
Swiggity swooty.
What time is it right now?
We're coming for that movie at like 6 to 10.
Yeah, it's been hell.
Oh, yeah, let's do this, son.
What are we doing? What y'all want to talk about?
Raise hell and eat cornbread.
I'm going to drink this right now. Because
y'all like beer number 16?
Yeah. They're little ones, though. They're like 6 ounces.
They're 8 ounces. They're shot glasses.
I like that Tim Cass thing you sent me, though.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
He's. Yeah, but I feel the same way, though. They're completely a bunch of fucking liars.
Yeah. But.
I can't trust nothing they say at all.
Nobody should, but that's the thing. You can't really do that with anybody. Even if you can, you shouldn't. Like, literally, nobody's above lying to somebody. I mean,
I'll trust somebody until they break my trust. Does that make sense?
Yes, but how do you, A, know exactly the moment when they break your trust? Because they could be lying to you for 3 years before you ever find out. Yeah. And then, B, how do you know that what they're telling you then is not the actual bullshit, just the way you want to hear the bullshit fed to you?
Well, when I find out, then I won't believe them no more.
So you move on to another one, or you start actually then looking at your own information?
No, it's just then whenever somebody else may, if they're telling me the truth, I believe anybody if they're trying to tell me the truth.
But, I mean, you could literally have somebody who's good at lying that you think is trying to tell you the truth.
That's probably true.
That's why I prefer to do my own research, because my eyes won't lie to my brain.
But like you said, all the research you get right now is all clustered.
Well, no. I mean, there's ways of going about getting the right shit. But like DuckDuckGo,
the Gateway Pundit.
They're pretty good. I like them.
Okay. But like I said, I can't remember which podcast it was, but literally like everybody has their slant.
Oh, of course. Okay. I mean, okay. Of course. Right.
But especially in journalism. That slant is.
Are you a Democrat?
Harder, huh?
Are you a Democrat?
No, I'm not a crat.
I think you're a Democrat. He's a Democrat.
I don't know, man. You need some pretty Democrat things, too.
I need you to base that. Tell me what makes you think I'm a Democrat. I'm curious.
Because you don't have an enemy.
Why do I need an enemy to be a Republican?
Because it's a war.
No. It's a battle.
No, it's a war.
No, war is where you send people that you love to die.
It's information war.
Battle's something you do for something you love.
It's information war.
What does that change?
You got to choose a side.
Yeah.
You're still thinking there's not a divide.
The thing is, the sides aren't Democrat and Republican.
That's what I'm sitting here saying.
Yeah, they're pro-American.
It's either you're American or nationalist, either you're American, globalist. Or you want to, you know, you're for us or you're not.
I mean, agree with what you're saying, but there's still more than two sides.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, there's more than one correct side
in every situation.
The world is not
more
like
correct. There's a most correct. There's a factual.
I don't know. The Bible pretty much says if you break my Ten Commandments and you don't trust in Jesus, you're going to hell. So you can't sit there and be like, well, you know, there's more ways to go to heaven. Well,
those are absolutes.
That's what I base pretty much everything I do on.
There is 11 million, 100 billion, 1,000 million ways to sin and lose the gates of heaven. There's only one way to get through them.
Jesus.
That's an absolute.
Okay.
Versus variables.
Well, you got to think, too, everybody doesn't believe the same things you believe. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't.
Yeah, some people don't. They're going to go to hell.
But some people do, but some people have never been taught
okay,
any of
that.
Okay,
but they're sitting here thinking the exact same thing about you. But here's my question. And I know the answer to this as far as, since I actually share that belief with you, so don't go into the retarded detail of this.
All right.
But literally, on the moral standing of, they're sitting here looking at you thinking the same thing catered to their religion and culture. What makes you more right than them?
I mean, they're not trying to. You're not trying to convince yourself. You already made your mind up. You know what I mean? Like you personally, if you're trying to make somebody else believe, you got to make them. You got to convince them
without going.
Yeah, without.
You're wrong.
Yeah, because they're not going to like that.
Get a roar.
I mean, just saying, if you were talking to somebody and the whole time they're just like, no, you're wrong. You don't like that, dude.
Are you fully retarded?
Pulling it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but in this case, it's a different situation.
Can you name a case that's not like this situation?
Every other case in the world.
But you do that literally to every other case in the world.
I don't know. Whenever you got a people that's like pro killing babies and pro murdering and pro eating kids, you know, things
but
like
you
that.
But they're taught that that's not true,
that's
though.
That's bad side.
They're taught that's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, okay.
You literally just took that so far, so fast, that even if you had the ability to take the person that was standing at the cusp of being that evil person you described, and you had the ability to bring them back over to the light, you would have pushed them off the edge with what you just did. In that 3 seconds you spoke, and it probably meant nothing to you, you pushed them smooth off the what the fuckery.
So you're saying nobody's even close to...
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Right.
I'm saying you are way too bombastic to have the feelings that you do, because you actually want to, like, you either want to self-isolate, which I believe you do, or if you see somebody on the other side of the fence, they're automatically othered. They're poo-poo. They are non-redeemable. Yeah. They are deplorable.
At this point, they are.
But you despise when somebody called you deplorable because they feel the same way about you.
But I'm not.
Well, that's the thing. Well, that's
they think the same thing.
No. See, that's the divide that they've created in our culture.
We like, need that divide.
We don't need that divide. Because if...
But
no.
But everything you just said argued against that divide.
See, they won't even... The divide's so bad right now, they won't even... They're not even willing to listen to us.
Because like, what did the Bible say? They'll fight God knowing they're wrong.
Jesus sat at the table with sinners.
Yeah, Jesus did, but they're going to come against him.
Well, I know that,
but
it's not, him, but it's not there yet. We're not at that time yet.
Just because they were bad people, because they were sinners, just because they were the outcast, doesn't mean he didn't sit with them. He didn't associate with them. He didn't think they were the baddest people in the world. He did not see them as redeemable.
But I understand what you're saying. But here's the problem.
If you did, there's not a but to that, Pippen. All
right. But that's how I make my decisions.
Okay. And I mean, there's actually a lot of people that follow that same guideline. However, you've got to be able to get along with life and people in general. You've got to be able to take somebody and understand that they do not agree with you. Y'all are literally opposed on every subject, but that they are still a human. They were still born in the United States. They are still a citizen just as much as you are a citizen. They may not have the same appreciation or love for it, but they have the exact same rights you do. They should be given the same.
So you're in the get along situation. That's where you're at.
No, I'm in the you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. I don't care what you do as long as it doesn't affect what I'm doing.
Yep. I mean, that's the way everybody should be.
Like, literally, you could be a Scientologist, I don't, whatever, out there. Well, if my kids play with your kids, I'm not going to tell them they can't just because you're a little weird on your religion. Whatever, as long as you're decent people, you're decent people. Now, if I don't think you're decent people, Scientology only added to that, I promise you. Like, I'm not just going to take somebody who is just a shit human being for the sake of trying to give somebody a chance. Like, I don't let you burn me and then let you burn me again.
Yeah.
But everybody is a decent human until they prove otherwise, in my book.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, they prove it before they even talk to you.
Right.
I'm just wanting to get the kids saved, man.
But how do you, how exactly, you say that like you got a plan to do that and you're trying to get it in action.
I just, people who's doing that, I mean, there's child trafficking going from, in the middle of the night, from Florida on airplanes, and that's where, you know, who's doing that?
Well, you could probably blame it in something along the cartel, but most of them are bringing them into the country.
Well, you can start with the airlines, for one, for even carrying them on there. They got TSA and everything, they should be looking.
That's what's insane. Most shit like that's going to be on private planes.
Okay, well, that narrows it down. This is private planes. You got documents.
You got a question. You're a security guard. You make what, $25,000 a year? You work that gate at night.
Okay,
somebody comes and you hands you an envelope full of $10,000, you're gonna turn your eye for an hour and a half. What are you gonna do?
Well, I know that, but okay, if it keeps happening though,
then you get somebody to go undercover. Okay. Now what?
I mean, it's just a sting operation then. I mean, it takes time, yeah.
Okay, so you catch the one guy who's allowing it, who's to say he's gonna turn over on it? He might be loyal. If he does, okay, cool, you got one person.
Well, they usually do.
It's a 330 million people, homie. That's a lot of homies.
I mean, but you can't sit there and you have to do it within the
Constitution. I mean, I agree. You can't do anything.
You just can't just start going and setting a precedent where you can just start busting in anywhere. But because that means you can do it to everybody. Right. Like, you got to be able to do it.
But that is a fine line you got to walk. Yes. That also comes with a certain modicum of actual, like, liberty for himself. Well, the thing
was, when Trump was president, this stuff was getting taken care of.
Yeah, well,
every left and right, these rings were getting busted.
Do you think Trump would have done something like a?
I'm not saying he did it or not. I'm saying while he was president, they were.
They was happening.
It was happening.
I'm talking. Hear my question first. Do you think Trump would have done like the mandates and stuff like Biden did?
Pull up that mic.
I don't think so, because he would have more backing of more states, which were there the whole time. All of us were there. We were against it. Most people were. I mean, you've seen the few states that actually did it and kept it going.
Do you know that before the vaccine became a thing, Trump said he thought that doing national mandates was a good idea?
I mean, I know I heard him, but the thing is, it's...
Okay, but that's what I'm getting at. Nobody is beyond approach. Even,
I know.
Even your guy that you like, because I do like Trump to a certain extent. There's some things I don't, but I do like Trump. But even he has flaws for sure. He's brash. That's one of the things that I like about him.
Definitely. Not all of his stuff has worked either.
He is...
human.
Well, yes, but he's moldable if you know what he likes. Like, if you can stroke that ego, you can probably get him to do some shit that he thinks is a good idea if he hears it out of your mouth, as long as you stroke that ego while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you think somebody around him didn't know that and didn't play him enough to do that...
Okay, but... Let me ask you this. Do you think he's loyal?
I think he's loyal as loyal is to him.
Do you think he would be loyal to company that would make him money? Just hear me through it. If he had a big company and
he
let somebody else run it, but he still was part of it, you know.
Which he did, and he was.
If he was still loyal to those people that got him to where he is there, do you think he wouldn't come back and help him?
Well, they actually, you know, technically he kind of did, but they couldn't get him on anything that vouched on any outside of any laws, because he did everything like he should, but he still had the vested interest in what he was doing. They couldn't pin that as far as insider trading.
What I'm saying is he ran us like it really should be ran as a business. Basically,
I agree with that, but I don't think your question has led to that.
Okay, but it's getting him what he wants, right? His bragging rights, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Admiration.
You know what I'm saying? That's getting him what he wants. Do you think, okay, so you think he's going to be loyal to us?
So I got a question. What if he did what the left likes? Do you not think he'd get just as much adoration?
No.
Are you fucking serious?
No, because they're not a majority.
Right up until they hung his ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but they're not the majority there. I knew we're led to believe that, but they're not.
But they're very vocal. And they're very...
They're just a bullhorn.
Pay attention to me. You could have 5 some bitches over here...
Do you hear them right now?
...that are absolutely raising hell, standing over here beside 50 that are being cool, calm, and collected. And you're going to be worried about them 5 over here acting like juggalos.
Yeah, I know. But do you hear them right now?
That's why I'm trying to be one of them 5 on
this
side.
You hear
of
us
road.
Right now. You hear the truck drivers right now.
I mean...
I'm saying on the news, you're hearing that.
We're not on Twitter. We're not on Yelp. We're not on the shit like that where they actually live. We're not on Reddit.
It's just them.
But it's just them now, man. Well, who are they going to talk to? They done banned everybody else.
Yeah, right.
We're all going to be on new stuff. Okay, fuck them.
They're not everybody
right,
else.
Fuck them.
Let them be over there and let them fucking tear each other apart. That's what they're doing right now.
I get your logic, but for your logic to track, it's got to be absolute.
Look at what they're doing to Don Lemon. They're just tearing each other apart because that's literally all that's left on Twitter.
CNN is tearing themselves apart because they're all literally floundering because they're all fucked up.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and they're all in sex trafficking again.
I wouldn't say that, but
they all did some
debauchery. But you can't say every CNN employee was into fucking child trafficking because they're not. That's not legally something you can prove. That's literally not something you can prove.
Not every one of them.
But that's the type of shit But that's the type of shit you say that cuts people out of it immediately because they know that to be factually inaccurate.
It is a fact that the producer
I'll
put it this way. It is a fact that there is more than is acceptable in that company that was doing it.
You see how Cody's arguing with you right now?
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine a liberal doing that and them not agreeing with you at all, not even having the ability to come to a center line with you.
You've got to have the ability to keep your calm and actually be able to go back at them with legit, unarguable facts. Or they will not. One, you're never going to change your minds. Two, they're going to ring you every time and do nothing but piss you off because you're like, oh, God, I know I'm right. But you're not willing to. You put the hyperbole out there.
But you're never, like you just said, you're never going to change any minds over there.
Not the way you do it. Hell no. Nobody is. I have every intention of any time I start a conversation like that of changing minds.
Nobody is.
They're either going to sit here and go, okay, I can see your point, or they're going to get up, walk off, pissed off. One of the two. I've seen it happen.
The only ones that you could really is the, like, maybe moderate Democrats.
That's kind of who I was referring to when I said you got people that
are not the ones with the fucking blue hair with, you know.
Why do you think they're not
redeemable? Tails up their ass.
Well, most of them aren't like that.
Because they done sold their souls to the devil.
Okay, but you're not, but like one different raising away from being a blue hair liberal. Especially as passionate as you are and as strongly as you feel about the shit you do, imagine it just zipped over to the other side of the spectrum.
You'd be a raging hardcore liberal.
I would hate you.
You'd be one of those walking around with the dildos all over your body.
Like, honestly, think about it. I'm not joking at all.
Yeah, I get it.
Slide your scale over. Me and you would not jihad.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
So. But it wasn't the raising that did that to me now.
No, yours is just a frustration of seeing it all.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
But here's
we see it all the time.
Do you think your current political standing and your beliefs had nothing to do with before 5 years ago? You don't think it had anything to do with your raising, the moral fiber you were raised with? Yeah, you were an asshole.
Yeah, but the thing is, man, do you remember how it was? Like, we were all raised, like, under the freaking rebel flag and shit. Yeah. Like, it's not the same as it was. I know. It's not the same. It's totally different now. Like, we...
Why? I still say the rebel flag stands for being a rebel. It does not stand for something.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Then the easiest way to buck the system is to be the guy that they can't stand. Because if you act hyperbolic like that, they can kick you to the
curb. If Trump came out like...
Hold on. Just go ahead.
Like, is... As an image, as we're seeing that, let's take it over to the politics side of it, since it is political. If Trump was to come out with the vaccines like we were talking about and, like, endorsing them or not endorsing them and stuff, he would have looked like Alex Jones, right? That's not an image that you're wanting. I'm saying the image. I'm talking about the image. Listen to me.
I don't want
an image. This image of the rebel flag has been twisted so bad that they won't see past that. They're not willing to look and see the history and do the research.
I mean, but there's some people that are and some people that aren't. But that part you're not going to change because that's their common set core belief.
Where can
that's
you find the research?
Well, there's this thing that you were bitching about at the beginning of this called a computer. And we got this worldwide interwebs that kind of is like an information
but
sharing
thing. Who's not going to pervert the rebel flag? That's the question.
What do you mean, who's not going to convert it?
Pervert it.
A lot of people will, but that's the thing. You got to look past that. You got to look and see and choose what's, like, you got to have concern, you know. All
right, but you got, like, the Sons of Confederacy, the Daughters of Confederacy. They're going to argue with a slant.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go read them. You go look at their history, and you're going to know that as they're telling you their story, they're pro.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Then you go to the opposite side.
Yeah.
You go to the ones that you know want to get rid of, and you read their history.
Mm-hmm.
You can just about guarantee that something in the middle is going to be close to it, and that's where you got to do your own. So when you sit here and put all those together, and you read multiple sources on it, and you start seeing the similarities where all they got in common, and you can see where the ones that are hating and pissed off, you can see where they're taking it and twisting something, but you can see the ones that love it, they're twisting it into making it sound better.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's probably a toned-down version of both of those.
So you're saying always look at both sides and then go to the middle.
Always make your own opinion. Just because you hear something that somebody says that, like, okay, I love Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
Like, that's my homie. If you want to talk about who you should argue like,
yeah, he's good.
Ben Shapiro.
Oh, we do. He's good.
Jordan
man.
Peterson too, but Jordan Peterson's a little more. He's a little more savage in it, but Ben Shapiro is like quick. He's quick mouth. He talks fast. Yeah, he's smart. He's.
Well, just because you're quick off the gun don't mean you're smart, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
No, it doesn't, but it goes hand in hand when you're getting underneath somebody's skin who thinks they are smarter than you.
Yeah.
Okay. With that being said, he's also rich. So not only does he have the smart and the knowledgeable towards the subjects that he's willing to debate about, but when it gets to the point that he has gotten them by the absolute balls and they're so pissed off they can't see straight, they go into like the little digs and the cut downs. Like,
just
have you ever seen the
making...
one where he's talking about...
With that
you do something
transvestite?
No, not that one. He says, I'll sleep really, really soundly on my $100 bills in my bed. Like, just, you can cut me down, but I make a living doing this.
Yeah.
I make a lot of people a living doing this.
Yeah, you got to be able to take that emotion away from it.
Yeah, like, you got to have the confidence, cocky of, I know what I'm about, but you got to prove to me what you're about.
Yeah.
If you are, I'll accept it. You know, I'll admit, okay, cool, you've got a good argument. I believe you're wrong, but I see where you're coming from. That is discourse. That is general human discourse. That is what founded this country. That is the founding father sitting in a damn room going, I don't like this, I like this. Okay, well, I don't like this, I like this. And this is why. This is what yours is going to do. And they did that Think about how long
you know what I believe founded this country? They didn't want to pay taxes, and they went to fucking war and shot the other side. That's what founded the country.
No, that's what gave them the desire to found the country.
That's where the beginning. That's who fought back.
I know, but
there was two sides.
Yeah, but remember, they wrote the Declaration. They thought about all of this stuff. They all debated. They wrote, made sure everything was just perfect before they sent it off to the king.
Right.
All
right.
So they had to sit down and think about it. Yeah, they knew exactly what they were about to do.
You could have had a land of the best soldiers in the world. And we still won the war for our independence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And literally, if they were not theologians of any kind, did not have any kind of grand dreams that they thought of that would actually be good for a political discourse in history, we still would be a shit country because we were literally founded by warmongers. You've got to have all kinds of kinds, mm-hmm. okay? Well, you got the guys who are sitting here and philosophizing, or whatever that word is, philosophize, but yeah, that. But you got to have people that actually think and think on, okay, if A plus B, the outcome is most likely either C or D. Okay, but if we do get to C, what happens next? Or if we change out B with D and do it that way, does it equal something better? Like, you got to be able to sit here and think about possibilities and outcomes and what could do this. And the bad actors who are going to sit here and take what you say and bastardize it, that follow technically the letter of the rule you got, but use it to their advantage. You got to think about shit like that too. You got to be able to long term think. And I know you know that's what I do.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about it. Some of these things that Democrats push, not necessarily, they don't come into effect right away. These things happen like 5 or 10 years down the road, and it comes back when nobody's paying attention.
We're in the same situation. The government right now is Great Britain or British or whatever the hell it was, England.
Yeah, basically.
And right now, we're the people of this country. That's where we are.
See, and that's what I... Okay, here's a problem I have with that thought process. That is such a, like... That is such a local mindset. I get you're American. I get you're worried about our country. Don't even bother wasting your breath on that. I know. And I'm not saying you're wrong on that. But the exact same issues that we are dealing with here are not caused 100% by people who care about the United States. They're not people who are racist. They're not people who are born here. They're people who are very influential
on our politicians
without having been here. They want to cater. They want to mold us to something that we are not.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we need the motherfuckers that are. I'm going to regret saying this. We need folks that are passionate as you about it, without all the idiocy. You see what I'm saying? Like, somebody who is, like, dead set, absolute 100%, but we need the no bullshit part to add to it.
Yeah, I agree.
So that way, when you got, like, Lauren Boebert on it.
Yep.
They give her a lot of hell. Or Marjorie Taylor Greene
on it. Right,
they
right.
give her a lot of hell. There's another one.
We need more people like
a
that.
A buddy that she has up there that, like, literally, he's the only...
the America First people?
Well, yeah, but I can't remember his name. But literally, he's the only reason they did not pass the COVID bill the first day they tried it. When they tried to get that through, the you know, the $1,400 checks and the $600 checks, we're going to get $2,000 back. And yeah, no.
Hit it again. It should be off now. Maybe it's no.
No, I think it's one more time.
One more time. There you go. Well, you know, if we were sitting here today and we was all in a room, I think you would be like a good little Secretary of State. You'd be a good president. And it'd be time to put me as a fucking war general.
General Flynn.
Yeah, that's right.
Hit the nukes, boys!
Just don't let me do it until you're ready. Holler at me when you're ready. We'll win. You want to win? We'll win.
I'd personally vote for diplomacy. Like, I'd rather just be sitting there trying to talk peace between people.
I'd try to talk to him first, promise.
I get it.
You give up?
But you're right, but I only got one way of thinking, and that's win.
Walk softly, carry a big stick.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's you know, we got a president that lived by that theory.
I'm just saying when.
Please tell me you know
Roosevelt.
Damn it, dude. I was hoping you knew that.
I'm sorry. My bad.
You didn't know that, did you?
Roosevelt?
Yeah, you didn't know he was the one that said that, did you?
Well, I had a different saying.
Yeah, okay. What?
Mine had
I'm
a
too
baseball.
Drunk to taste this chicken.
Mine was a baseball.
You want some chicken?
Carry a big stick. I don't want no chicken. I just feel, I really do. I mean, I'm just, you know, but even us doing this right now gets so many different arguments in. Because I don't think the way you think. You don't think the way I think. But see,
that's the thing. You do. And that's why I have to actually acknowledge you. That's why I have to confront you on it. Because I know you do. But I also know you'll sit here and roll off some damn shit that you know you probably shouldn't say, but you'll say it because you don't give a shit. But it's you don't get the way that it is perceived by people who are not me that do know you.
Trump, man, he didn't care either. What the fuck? Yeah, he became the president.
Do you think he still didn't have to tailor his mouth to actually be even as fucking president?
Yeah, man. Do you remember? Remember at first he was really, really, really like out there.
And once he got into office,
it was freaking hilarious. Like, he got his own. He got the ones that he needed off the bat.
Okay, that's what he's doing. Once he got into office, he had to start acting better. I was going to say, he still had to taper his image, like, you know, his person.
He said,
by the time he left, he looked like a president.
Look at it this way. When you take office, imagine all the 100% gravitas of the situation that you are given the moment you are fully informed of everything that comes with the knowledge of being the president of the United States.
Imagine he found out, like, you really don't run this country.
Yeah.
But see, now that, I don't think they would have taken that route with him. The only reason I don't is because the moment they told him that, I'm finna show you something.
Well,
you're gonna learn
today. You remember at first they were even lying to him. They were putting him in different meetings, security meetings at first, because they were just like trying to see what he was going
to
do.
Which is kind of why the military thing happened, of them lying to him, saying they were pulling him out. They knew how to work around him, and they obstructed him in almost every way they could, both in the legal aspect and in the judicial aspect.
And he got stuff done.
I'm almost glad he didn't win
a
second
term. That's only because he was literally tag-teaming. He was hitting multi-alleys at once. They could not stop it all.
He
knew how to play their narrative against
him. Oh, yeah. He's smart. Art of the, what do you call it?
Art of the deal.
Art of the deal.
I'm not saying he's not smart, but he's very cunning.
You're finna see a different side of him, though.
Okay, there's two reasons I agree with you, and I don't know if they're the same reason, but one,
I think he learned.
No, it's not necessarily that he learned. I think he's hurt. I think he's embarrassed, and he's going to be coming with like a fervor that he, you know, you remember when they laughed at him at the pundits meeting,
yeah,
saying when he said he's going to run for president,
yeah.
I think that is what literally drove him to do everything he did. Okay, now take it as he's had that taste, and he got it literally snatched out from under him when he was positive, and still is positive that he
won. Which I am too.
Okay, I'm not even saying you're wrong on that. We just don't necessarily agree on the ways that it actually happened. However, now you're adding butt hurt on top of pissed off. Okay, not to mention when he gets in office, there is no "I got to get reelected."
No, that's gonna be it.
This is firebomb, Katie, bar the door. Let's get it on.
Yep.
Okay, let me let you down this point of view. So, if he wants to do a good job with his stuff, he did such a good job. There's no question about it. He did a good job.
I mean, he did a lot of things good. He did a lot. He did.
We went in the right direction really
fast.
Yeah,
definitely. There's a course correction there. I'll give you that 100%.
Okay, now you did all this work. You got cheated. Now it's all getting destroyed right in front of you.
Okay, but here's the thing. He let the cheated part that you're talking about, you're saying that like it would happen in the course of like 3 days.
No.
That happened over the course of his whole presidency.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that
they
point
got
of view
the ball
too.
Rolling
like,
at the moment they lost.
I'm just saying how many hours and hours and hours he worked endlessly.
That's what Adderall will do for you.
But I'm just saying, I would be pissed off, Dean.
Well, I guarantee you. Dude, think about, okay, I got a question. Think about Nancy Pelosi. Like, the State of the Union, perfect example.
Which
how
one?
Many times did you see her in her little like camera? Hey, I need you looking at me. How many times did you see her doing?
Oh, the whole time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Nancy Pelosi is the only one that gets the trigger goods.
Yeah, but
you think Biden don't get it?
Yeah, he can do it.
You think Trump didn't have a motherfucker? He didn't sleep more than 4 hours a night.
We got a pill for you to keep you up 24/7.
You telling me he waited till he was in the office? That motherfucker. You can't tell me he ain't had a damn prescription for it, because I guarantee you he looks at it along the lines: if a doctor tells me I can take it, I can take it. Because, you know, he's very much so the don't drink, the no drugs, no stuff.
Yeah, but he also eats bad and doesn't care.
Yeah, because they're not drugs.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you're giving him two different characteristics.
What?
That he cares and that he doesn't care at the same time.
I never said that he cared about his body.
Well, that's what you do when
you
go
to the doctor. He cares about his image. So if he can tell you he's never done drugs, never drank, in his mind, he's not lying.
I mean, I guess you're right. I guess you got a point. I wouldn't say right, but because we don't know that for sure.
Oh, no, I know that part. I just need you to come around to it.
Nah. I mean, I'm not going to see it unless I watch him piss in a cup and hand it to me.
I mean,
and it's a cup that I bought with my money.
I mean, that's cool. Like,
that's the only way I would believe that.
I get that you need that 100% proof. I do. But one, there's a lot of shit that you really can't explain away easily without adding in some kind of upper. Okay? Diet Coke ain't got that much caffeine in it.
But
some people are just like that, to where they either have to have 100% evidence or nothing. Pictures or it didn't happen.
I mean, I wouldn't even believe pictures at this point.
Well, I'm more along I'm more along the lines of believing that if it's plausible, hell, if it's most likely what is going on.
I mean, yeah,
I'm not
going to
write it off.
Yeah, I'm
not going to say that 100% it's it.
Now, I'm not disagreeing with you.
If I get little bitty pieces of information that only add more to that, then I start walking more over to that camp over time. Eventually it gets to a point where I'm if I got 70% of the info that I need to put together a story, and I don't have anything to fill that other 30%, I'm going to stand over here and go, this is probably right.
Yeah. I mean, you got
to
take in your context.
You'll get to the point where I'm at eventually.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You're going to be like, them motherfuckers need to go to jail. That's why he hands somebody need to go to jail.
I mean, who says I'm not like that now?
He agrees with you. No, they do need to go.
No, but you're
but the way
that,
we do it, though, it's
got to
be right,
too. Like you're standing at the fence, looking at the ones on the other side going, they all need to go to jail. Am I wrong?
A big group of them.
But you're telling me that you literally can't see somebody being a puppet
like
that can actually take people like that, that at their core are not horrible people, but they're probably misguided. But you're telling me you can't take one malicious, just truly evil-intentioned bastard that can control and manipulate them and ruin a whole group of people, and you're going to throw them all in there because he played
I think the people like Antifa.
Not saying they weren't willing.
Antifa burning down cities and all that, yeah, they all
No, the people that you're talking about is who we're talking about.
I mean, the people that burning down cities, yes, but you want me to be completely honest with you on that?
What?
The ones who are in the background with the stuff that are actually leaving the stuff to be used are sitting here saying, hey, guys,
yeah,
here,
they need
take
to go
this
jail too.
Yeah, but the ones they gave it to that actually threw the Molotov, give him a slap on the wrist and send his ass back out, because chances are that situation scared the shit out of him, because I guarantee you he was naive enough that they could actually get him to go, yeah, for the cause, because he wanted to impress somebody.
You think it was some young guy.
That's the type of person that I don't want to see ruined in this. And that's the very one that'll go down first.
Yeah.
Because that's how they work. They work in the backgrounds.
Yeah.
That's why I don't agree with your whole everybody theory. Everybody deserves the benefit of the doubt. That's why we have the justice system we have. Innocent until proven guilty. It's there for a reason.
Unless you're on this side, like Kyle Rittenhouse, they're guilty until proven innocent.
Name me one other civilization in history, humanity.
I get what you're saying, but on the news media, they all pretty much, oh, he's a white supremacist.
Okay,
even Biden put him as a white supremacist.
Got a problem. We can either argue from a good faith place of knowledgeable fact between us, or we can talk about what the press does. Those are two totally different things.
I think we ought to just stop talking about them altogether, because they're nobodies now.
I agree, because that would remove them from relevance. But you're not going to do that, because you've got a transitional generation of people. You got people that literally watch the news that don't really know what the internet is and what it has done.
Yeah, there's still people paying $160
well,
for TV.
You've got kids on the other end of that spectrum that only do the internet. They get their news from TikTok.
And they're never going to listen to the news ever again. And I don't blame them.
Okay, but guess what? The news is going to change. Once the old dinosaurs are gone that still just watch it and leave it on in the background, they're going to progressively change. They're going more internet-based. Like they're changing. They're never going to be completely out of relevance.
Did you know CNN has a contract in all airports?
Nope, they canceled that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They did, and I was about to.
I think they're in hospitals.
And they use that to inflate.
Yeah, they're still. No, no, they're not even in hospitals anymore, I don't think. I think
they're
in.
They use that to inflate their views to sell.
Of course.
Like, you got to think, every TV that's on with them running is a view all day, every day.
They have, like, the worst views ever.
Yeah.
Now, because they canceled that contract.
Yeah.
That's what I just said. 2 years ago, they canceled that contract.
Yeah.
Well, guess what happened about 2 years ago?
Well, this has been going on, too, anyway, because it's just they're normal. People that do watch them.
And then you got Brian Stelter.
I think they've been dying.
Jackass.
See, that's what happened. No. See, that's what happened to the rest of CNN's viewers is they killed them because they were in the freaking nursing homes. And that was all the old people.
No, they both.
The old people that watch CNN, they just died.
They boldly believe their own bullshit, and they believe other people are dumb enough to believe their own bullshit. I felt it when I did it.
It's going to jerk it off again.
Yeah.
I mean,
be gentle
this
time.
You want me to jerk it off again?
Shut up. No, don't say that.
Jerk off. I think I'll go have a wank.
British people. So what do you think about the Queen of England then?
I think she's a wizard.
Why is she relevant to anything I have to think about?
I think she's a wizard. I truly believe that.
You're a wizard, Harry.
No, a lizard.
I mean, she's
you ever listen to Cliff High?
She's a blue blood inbred, so what's the point?
You ever listen to
like the royal family is so rife with inbreeding is unreal. It is. They got so many damn skeletons in their closet, but I don't care about them because they have no bearing.
You know, they would like leave, like if they had a family member that was deformed because of that stuff, they would just leave them in a room.
You don't think they're aliens? You don't think they're aliens?
No.
Think they got alien connections?
Nope.
That are demons?
No more than anybody else does.
Demon connections?
How do you know? I don't.
You're talking about Molech because you're too retarded. You would be a much more malicious creature if you did. Just being real with you.
I'm not. I'm definitely not retarded. I mean,
No. I'm not talking about like literally like you're mentally handicapped. I'm referring to the fact that you act a damn donkey. If you had the actual ability to
they would like me because I'd be up in the one up in there partying with them. What are you talking about?
How are those two things?
They'd be like, hey, this guy's pretty cool. Let's not kill these guys. Boy. Yeah.
That was
it, man. That's all you had to do. Alien invasion averted.
Yeah. Hey, remember when?
I'm sorry.
Remember when Ronald Reagan said, "How we know aliens already among us now?"
Did he turn into Forrest Gump when he said it?
No, yeah, he was saying it like at a State of the Union address or something.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, he said it. Go look him up.
Okay, well, can I try to do it right now? Or you?
No. Okay.
That's when he was putting in the Star Wars program or whatever, the little laser system that they got.
Yeah,
what in the holy hell? Dude, go look up
that. Dude, you never seen a Star Wars program that Reagan put up?
Well, obviously not.
It's satellite system. It's an anti-missile defense system.
So it's like the Israeli.
Yeah. Basically, because I mean, I think we're the ones that helped him come up with that.
The Iron Dome type.
Yeah. It's kind of like that, except for like it's in space.
In space.
Yeah. Reagan looked that up, or not? You got to look it up, but he actually said that. Well, you're added out.
Yep. So, yeah, we'll keep it going.
Well, we might talk a little bit.
Make fun of you when you walk out the door.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. This guy don't know anything.
Oh, that Cody guy, man. Oh, my God.
Can't blame you. I never claimed not to be an asshole.
Try not to be, huh?
Oh, no.
Oh, you try to be?
Don't get that twisted. I just don't try to be. When I try to be, people hate me.
Oh, it comes naturally.
Oh, yeah, because this is just... That's the ABCs of me, homie.
Yeah, get a chance of that. Look at Reagan said something about aliens among us.
Ooh.
How we not know aliens are already among us.
Aliens among us.
All right, be careful, man. Don't get in any trouble. Don't do nothing I wouldn't do.
Yep, and don't ride in open-top cars.
I literally would never do that.
They don't have a very good success rate of surviving those things.
Open to like convertible,
like JFK, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Conspiracy theorist type shit. I'm just, yeah.
Until it's not. I wonder who actually killed him.
Imagine he was like, "Let's go for a ride to clear my mind."
I mean, I know who they told us. They always tell us stuff, but
he's actually one of my favorite presidents ever.
They just reclassified the information on that. It was supposed to come out like a couple of years from now.
Yeah.
They just recently.
Yeah, they still don't want nobody to know. So something corrupt happened.
Yeah. All right. I think I got everything.
You going?
Yeah.
All right, man. Here we are.
That guy, huh?
That guy don't know nothing. He's like, we all got to be friends. Kumbaya. No. I'm not like that. He's like, you got to learn the other side, too. Why? Why do I need to learn the other side?
It is a good thing to know, but you got to go into it thinking that you're not going to convince them because...
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Probably not.
That's where I'm at.
A lot of them that are left are like that. A lot of the remainder. Most people have already jumped ship.
That's what I'm saying. The ones that's on now ain't... You can't convince them.
Some of them are like just barely crossed the line, you know. They're still pretty new to it.
That's why you see everybody in an uproar.
But that's the thing. Like, you got to be gentle to them because they're little babies.
Right.
Yeah. You can't just, like, blast them in the face with some information because they're going to probably run back to the other side.
Mm-hmm. That's mostly what he's saying, though.
Yeah.
Because I guess I've been in it so long.
Yeah, dude, because we've been seeing it since before Trump, like, way before that.
Yeah, right. We've been saying this long. And now... But here we were saying, we're in trouble for so long, and everybody's like, no, no, no. And now I'm telling everybody, it's like, everything's cool, we're going to be good. And they're like, no, no, no. Yeah, you know, like, what?
You just can't tell them anything. You just got to let them figure it out on their own.
And I do believe for the first time ever, we're good. Like,
I knew. I ain't been worried about it. I mean, the gas prices suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's about it.
But, like,
as we've been working. Hell, look, how much work we've been having. We've been working out of our butts.
It was just like the same thing. Look who I was looking behind the scenes, what was really happening, and you are too, whenever all this stuff with Obama and all them and all them guys pulling the puppet strings, right?
Yeah.
The same thing is happening to them now, but from the other side. They're pulling puppet strings on them, and they're so much is not going their way, just like the Ukraine and all that stuff. Who's the biggest... George Soros come out against Russia the other day on Twitter. George, I want y'all to think about, really think about this now. George Soros come out against Putin and Russia. Really? Something is not adding up in this situation. And then the other day, Pompeo was at Thailand meeting with the president over there. Right now, I believe it's right now, or it may have been a couple of days ago, Mike Pence is meeting with Israel. Why are they not screaming Logan Act? They screamed it before.
Yeah, everything they screamed before is actually happening now, and they can't say
anything. And they were doing the same when Trump was president, right? They were going, and John Kerry and all them were going and meeting with the...
Yeah, remember even the phone call. Remember he had the phone call with the guy, and they were wanting the transcript from him, Biden, and they wouldn't give it to him?
Yep.
Trump just gave him his. He didn't have nothing to hide.
Think everything that happened to Trump, they said that was going to happen to Trump, but think this is what's happening to them. Projection, everything. Think mirror, everything. Exactly the same roles, just in reverse. That's why I say we're going to be okay, because so much is happening behind the scenes that nobody are paying. I don't pay attention to what's happening on the scene. That's not where my attention goes.
That's the smoke.
Yeah. My attention is going everything. All of my attention goes behind the scenes. Who is where and why are they there? You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I was yawning.
It's hard. I know it's hard for people to understand because they've been on, what is it, a cloud over their eyes or scales over their eyes or... You know, a veil over their eyes, you know, like a veil. If I say a veil, I'm talking like a veil. You're getting married, right? And they can't see. You can see what's happening around you, but you can't see clearly. When you take the veil off.
Yeah, and you can see your face clearly.
You see everybody clearly.
Well, that's the thing. The veil is, everybody's been lied to for so long. It's been this, like.
You think I'm going to trust.
Fantasy world we've been living in.
Yeah. You think I'm going to trust. Okay. I don't trust Russia. I don't trust China. But you think I'm going to trust my own government right now?
Nah, they're the last people I trust.
They have no credibility.
I mean, look at them. The first day in office, what'd he do? He cut off gas.
Yeah. But they lie about everything. China come out and said that U.S. is the empire of lies, and they're fixing to go to war with us or something. I don't know, dude. This dude is making chaos. Complete chaos.
What he's going to do is he's going to end up getting a lot of people hurt.
They're going to try to.
Well, it's not going to be us. It's going to be military.
But Trump is like, yeah, man, yeah. You know, he's all smooth, and he had, like, he's got no worries on his face at all.
And then he had this little video where he's doing "I'm coming" or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't,
and then he slipped up. Coming. He slipped up and said he was president.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. And everybody's like, I stand
he's
here.
He's still there. I'm
president.
Telling you, he's doing stuff. He's not just sitting there playing golf. That's the thing. Like, you'd think if he was done. He's actively going places, doing rallies. He's doing something else between the time.
Yeah, why is he doing rallies? You know?
Yeah. What president? You would think he would start doing rallies in, like, 2023.
Yeah. There's something going on that we don't know nothing about.
And I know people are just like, that's crazy, that's crazy. You know what's crazy? Y'all motherfuckers believe in this crap for so long.
Yeah.
Constantly. Like, y'all are the ones listening to... all the freaking lies and believing them.
Right.
All you got to do is just pay attention.
been lied to for your whole life. Every single thing.
Oh, no, the government wouldn't do that to us.
Yeah, right.
Man, they've been doing it to you little by little for years, and now it's here.
Yep. It's here now.
It's time to pay the piper now.
Yep. It's time to pay the price. And I've been, I've screened it for so long, but now I'm just chilling now, watching it unfold because I know what's going to happen on the other side.
Yep. We've been getting ready. We're fine. We're mentally ready for this to happen.
Everybody's going to be okay. Everybody's
we're
going to
be fine, except for, their minds are going to be blown a little bit. Yeah. But
yep.
It may put them into the mental bin, but they probably ought to be there anyway. A lot of the ones that still believe.
Yeah. I don't watch Fox News or CNN or any of that stuff because they all got a narrative.
Yeah, and they're they're just the other wing of the same bird.
If things make you want to feel a certain way when you watch them, you should question it.
Yep.
Every single time. Well, that's it, guys. I think we're going to let it go. Y'all make sure y'all check out Poorhouse Art Sturgis on Facebook, and y'all catch us every Tuesday. Peace out.